State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Y'all don't even understand. Y'all don't have no earthly idea. Y'all have no earthly idea.
So you can piss in here, you just can't flush it.
Nah, we ain't live. Y'all, I mean, we alive, but we ain't live streaming. Right? I mean, you straight. This is just banter.
Shit, so this is the trap, though.
Yeah, this is the whole trap, man. We don't have no regulations and shit like that, man. Nigga, supposed to come in here and have a photo shoot, man. Shit. Come shoot some more of them hoes. Put me in there, bro. Yeah. Make it look like we got a mixtape coming out.
Come on.
You gotta throw your phone up, Los.
There's always one nigga on the cover looking the opposite way. So what?
Come on, get this, you gotta get this one. You gotta go back to look the opposite way like you just did, Los. You gotta get this one. I'ma look that way. You ain't never seen a nigga look at his phone on no cover.
Niggas gonna ask me what I'm doing, and I'ma tell him. In my bag.
Man, go ahead, bro. This ass stupid.
Man, we getting ready to go ahead. You checked out the social happenings of the world?
Man, I didn't read this shit.
You didn't?
Hell no.
Me either. But look, check this out, though.
We reading it on the air, right?
We can do whatever the fuck we need. It don't matter. We'll get to it.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. I hate to interrupt everybody. Cut the music right quick. We got a very special guest in the trap with us today.
Oh, shit.
For sure.
Now, we've been having everybody come through here.
But
this
shit.
Young nigga right here.
Come on, man.
This nigga here.
Got rich in 6 months?
This nigga got rich in 6 months. Not only do he make some cold-ass music, the nigga know how to make some paper. So we gonna get a rapper and a financial advisor once in the trap. We got Stunner for Vegas in here. Come on, man.
Which camera I'm on, man? It's too many cameras in this hole.
Man, these all, look,
man,
we got
big photos, man.
1, 2, 3, 4 cameras.
Nah, for shit show, 4 times.
85 South Show, 4 cameras.
85 South Show, man, like I told Los on the phone today. I fuck with this shit. I probably seen every, like, new episodes with you on it, all that. Like, you be paying attention to anything that our people got going on, you feel me?
Man, that's what's up, bro. All
right, man.
We fucking with you too, man.
I'm glad you paying attention, because you the motherfucking people paying attention too.
No, so that means shit. Everybody paying attention, but a nigga might not act like they is, but
yeah.
Everybody paying attention. Trust me.
Man, that's raw.
Everybody is, man.
This nigga got rich in 6 months.
Shout out to my CEO, man. Yeah. The shit show, man. That shit is no cap. Probably like 3 for real.
That's how we had to come.
I ain't gonna lie.
And get like, you on. It's Black History Month.
How fast?
That's man, Black History Month.
Yeah, there you go.
Somebody said, hey, I ain't gonna lie. Somebody said, I seen that shit on Facebook. You know, I still fuck with Facebook. I'm a real live. Feel me? I came to fuck with y'all on the trap.
Like, hell yeah.
Hey, get bro in here. But shit.
That's how you know you're rich, when you throw your iPhone.
Throw your phone.
I seen some shit. It was my Rich Younger tape. It went viral on Facebook, like Black History Month. This was one of the, you feel me, the one when I got all the Caucasian people standing around me and shit. I don't know if y'all seen that cover, Rich Younger. I dropped that was my like second release. Coming in and shit, I had like 12 Caucasians, older folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, history. For shit, yo. Come on now, looking real rich.
Bro, I know you fuck with TikTok a little bit, right?
I just got on that shit. Like, I need all my people that fuck with Stunner for Vegas to follow my TikTok. I just got on there. I ain't like...
That's what I was about to ask you. It's a whole group of old white people that make TikToks.
I seen
and they know all your lyrics.
I seen an old white lady in my shit.
Ain't that shit crazy, bro? Yeah, I'm talking about old-ass white folk, and they make TikToks all day.
By themselves.
By themselves, and they be knowing all the nigga lyrics,
shit,
bro.
Nah, I posted that shit on Instagram. It was one older lady. She did that shit. I was like, damn, that's crazy. Even if she don't really listen to me, I know she took her time just to do that. That was another stream.
Yeah, but she know you. She know
nah, for
song.
Shit show.
Oh, come she on, gonna, she gonna have, you know what I'm saying? Her ears gonna perk up.
I know.
For hey, he be show. Talking that shit on that music, dude. This nigga said, I touch your bitch, turn her on like a laptop. That's one long touch. Until the bitch bloom.
Hey, bro. Man, this shit gets so deep with me, man. Nigga thought I learned the game from Hugh Hefner.
Man,
come on, man.
I fuck with the nigga. Cause the nigga say he put titties on the strap.
Oh God. A lot of them, man. It sounds better than nuts. It's legal where I'm from, exactly.
I killed all that nut, monkey nut.
We put titties on them hoes. We put big titties on them hoes. Double D's.
You gotta like motherfuckers to push the shit forward, bro. You can't keep saying the same shit. And nah, that shit sure. just, man, yeah, you
she
definitely.
Washed.
Yeah, you washed. Definitely, you definitely paint pictures. Bro, let me ask you this. You just did this video not too long ago, Chopper Town, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you put 100-something choppers in that
movie. Yeah, they were really props. No cap.
I know it. Like,
really props.
Yeah,
no
like,
cap.
Even if they weren't shit across the bottom. Man. Yeah. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Real deal props. Real deal props. Literally, though. Like, literally, we was in L.A. We went to a prop store.
Right,
feel
right.
Me? Shout out to CEO. You feel me? He creative like that. You feel me? I would have went and put four real ones in there.
Yeah.
Type shit. Like,
no, you better off.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially in LA.
Exactly.
You got that one in.
Exactly.
Oh, hey, man, it's the seat. Look,
set myself on fire out there, not even knowing what I'm doing. Yeah. Feel me? But like, that's why I'm thankful for the guidance. But yeah, like, them was all props, man.
Which one of them Paul brothers you had? Was it Jake or Logan?
Jake.
Yeah, he was in the
My
video.
My boy Jake Paul. Shout out to Jake Paul. That was really, we was in LA. We was just shooting back to back. I shot Play You Lay, featuring Ola Runt. He from Atlanta. But he locked up right now, so Jake Paul got in the video, basically, feel me, interacted with me in his verse with Luke like that.
And they do crazy numbers over there, Eminem brothers. Mm-hmm. They got a whole...
They got a whole machine, for real. I don't know what they got going, but it's
they got
machine.
A lot of shit going,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a machine.
For a motherfucker to
I think
fight
I just seen the nigga say he really about to lock in with Mayweather.
That
My boy
shit.
Jake Paul said he about to lock in with Mayweather. I ain't, yeah, come on, we ain't about to do that. But hey.
Bruh, hey, this is, I ain't saying the motherfucker can't fight. Apparently, he's pretty fucking good, but I don't think he want to fuck with Mayweather, though.
He punched that nigga Nate ass down, though. I get it.
Nate, why we do Nate like that? No, Nate, we know.
Not
Nate.
On Black History Month. We'll talk about that shit in March.
Shit.
We'll talk about that shit in March. No, not my nigga Nate.
I fuck with Nate.
Man,
no
not
doubt.
My nigga.
Nate.
Shit. He should have got on bro's ass on
Nate
the TV. He
should
have went viral. Yeah, he should have just went viral. Like, because bro was trying to go viral, you feel me? He should have went up on his ass.
That ain't how it's supposed to go.
He sat in the corner, bro. He sat in the corner, Los.
What?
He sat in the corner. You don't give me the vibes of a sit in the corner type nigga. Mm-mm. You can't agree with that. He sat in the corner, bro. He keep trying to go up. on the internet. He got to say something. Boy. Get on his ass.
I mean, I think he's still trying to get his life back together. He might be.
I didn't know he was filming. Shout out to Nate, man. I'm sorry. It's
Black History. No, I didn't know that he was.
Hey, Nate Robinson, I've been fucking with you since a young nigga.
We still fucking with him.
Come on,
still,
man. Man, still that's the thing, bro.
You most dunk contest, right? Nobody should quit fucking with you because you bro, took a L. Because
you lost him.
Is he the first
basketball player? Motherfuckers got knocked out. Motherfuckers still fuck with.
Is he the first basketball player to ever go to the box?
Shit. Well, like that? I ain't never seen nobody box like that. Like,
man, come on,
niggas
bro.
Niggas was boxing, but it was not like that, nigga.
Hey, man,
really, I ain't seen no, like, Manute Bol did it back in the day, but he was just a long nigga. That nigga was just reaching it. Yeah, but Nate went in there and got.
See, they wasn't boxing. They was fighting.
They were fighting. Yeah. Nate was really mad. He was in there.
Right.
And then it really hurt when tell.
All his partners laughed at him. But what you think people gonna do when you lose the fight?
I could tell he was mad. I'm in there like,
if you
damn,
go to
Nate,
the night and lose the fight, even the niggas who roll with you, like, boy, you should have left that nigga ass alone.
Oh, man.
Boy, that nigga was wearing your ass like a coat, that motherfucker. You
let
your
him
ass.
Do what he do on the internet, man. Stick to what you know.
Man.
Stick to what you know.
It happens to, hey, that's part of the game, man. You win some, you lose some.
But you live.
Man, R.P. Pops.
Hell yeah.
It's
yeah,
Black History Month, man.
Black, yeah, man.
Shit
hey.
Show.
Hey, North Carolina, man.
North Carolina.
Y'all been goddamn having
one of the hardest out of North Carolina, man, in the trap, 85 South.
Man, right there. Y'all been having a hell of a goddamn run. What about North Carolina been on their ass. I remember y'all was under the radar for a while.
Under the radar, bro. It's so hard to make something shake out there.
Why you think that is, though?
Like, I know.
It's a lot of people.
I know. There. I know it is, but it's just like, even now, man, motherfucker don't try to goddamn, boy, extend their hand, like, feel me?
What you mean?
And it ain't like motherfucker be looking for a handout, but you see how, man, bro, baby been working his ass off for a long time, bro,
oh, yeah.
Like a long time, probably longer than a lot
how
of rappers that been on shit, just because, like I say, he was working for a long time, and when I got down first started, I probably was doing it like 5 years. Like, but I started like right after high school. I know he probably didn't catch on though till like I turned like probably yeah, like when I turned 20 for sure, like probably 2-3 years after high school. He caught on to me, but he didn't hit me up. He liked my video. I'm like on somebody's Instagram, they hit me up, like, boy. I hit him up though, cause me and my people was already really talking about going to get a verse from him.
Yeah.
Hit him up like, what you gonna do for me? Gave me a nice little ticket, set that shit up. Boom. It was like that quick, no cap. Like, okay. I'll be telling people all the time, like, I don't be like just vouching like that, cause I'm signed to him, like, he real deal, like.
Yeah. You know when you run into some real niggas
hell
in the
yeah.
industry like this, man.
Hell yeah.
That's some real shit. And hell yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with saying it.
Yeah.
And somebody from your area who understand the same struggles.
But he was coming through the door. He got down, opened it up for me, like, feel me? You ain't never seen nobody do that. Feel me? You see a nigga establish theyself and then try to, you feel me?
You're right.
Nigga was establishing himself and, hey.
And you
with
actually,
me.
Yeah, you dope.
Pimping, man.
You dope. Sometimes they be trying to put on the motherfucker that don't nobody want to fuck with.
You know what I'm saying? But also, like I said, yeah, I'm that nigga for shit show. Kaboom. A lot of niggas will get boom and don't, you feel me, do what they supposed to do.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this nigga over there looking like the dead
out of sugar here?
Fucking look like Jamie Foxx.
I be seeing, bro, they be getting off on the beat. He put his braids out tonight because I would have got off on his ass.
Hey, man, this man got so many hairstyles, bro.
I would have got off on his ass tonight.
This is the only nigga I know took his dreads out and got his shit braided. This nigga go, what that nigga got
nigga went backwards.
Now he in here looking
like Benjamin Button with the
braids. Frederick Douglass. Just in here. Like you caught on fire early.
But I need that. Nigga been rolling up since we started.
You need what?
Oh, nah, he got,
his own weed and shit.
Oh, you got an arm strain? Hold on. All right. We'll let him roll it out. We'll let you roll it out. You roll it out.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Got a couple strains, man.
That's what's up, man. So what it feel like, man, being rich in 6 months?
Man, that's a blessing coming from where I come from.
Hell yeah.
It's a blessing.
It's a blessing coming from anywhere to get rich when you black in America.
Come on, man. Especially the past couple years, they been on niggas' ass.
Right now? Right now it's most
shit didn't change.
More fucked up than it ever been.
That shit was so easy, bro.
Who the fuck hit the reset on the silver right?
That shit was so easy, bro. I swear that shit was so easy. That shit was so easy. Like, I don't be meaning to flaunt like that, but it was just easy, bro. Like, almost easy to time. Like, damn, how the fuck? I go look back at, like, blogs that from, like, 2 years ago when I first got in there with him.
Yeah.
Boy, I look at that shit like, I really was doing that shit. Like, bro, I used to, before I even signed a deal, we'd go to wherever we had a show at. This is just around the Carolinas. I beat the Carolinas out before we did a show anywhere else. Like, everywhere in the Carolinas, we went everywhere. Like, before a deal.
What's the strangest little city you went to perform in?
I would say, like, I don't know it. And I wouldn't even want to put them out there like that. They'll probably be bashing
No,
me.
They'll look. No, trust me.
I trust me.
They're going to be like, hell yeah. That nigga remember
they going to be on that bitch. They're going to be on that bitch tonight. His bro, bitch ass. I bet his bitch ass won't come back.
You ever been to Wilson, North Carolina?
Bro, yes. I done been to Wilson. I done been to, where else we done been?
Man, Raleigh, they know about Raleigh and Durham. We done been to Kinston. We done been, like, Rocky Mountain. We done been to them small, like, them small.
Little back cuts.
Yeah, hole in the wall. Sometimes it's 50 people in there. I'm bringing 30.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we done did them before, a minute ago. We done did them.
You know that pussy girl, she got on Team Jordans, nigga. You know it. Any bitch wear Team Jordans, fuck other than a mother.
Turn up, bitch.
She got on the trouble
Turn
team.
Turn up, bitch. Turn up, bitch.
Look at this. Look at her. I just broke up with her. She already twerking on my home, but I told you not to fuck with that girl. That smoke done long game.
I'm mad as fuck though, bro. We got all these people in here, and y'all really found me a girl with a nicotine patch on.
Niggas couldn't even come in here before a certain point. That's how old this building is. And they said they got a morgue downstairs in the basement. They said really? 6 ghosts in this motherfucker. I'm like, well, it's
gonna be. Wait a minute. Wait.
True story.
Y'all did not tell me before we booked this shit. What?
Yep. That's the first thing the white man came. He said, hey guys, welcome to Shreveport. This is a very unique building here, man.
Yeah, you don't man, believe me, DC? Look at that white man right there. That's what he's doing. He walking around feeling the energy. There's some activity going on right in this area. I can feel the spirit of Elizabeth Jackson, one of the original Titanic survivors. She spoke to me earlier in a vision. A lot of activity along the rails.
The niggas out here, ghost hunter.
That's what he ain't doing. That's how he came.
He is unbothered by the shit we talking. The louder they talk, the further she drifts.
The louder they talk, the further she drifts.
It's a lot of activity along the rails.
Hey, this man. Nigga's crazy.
For real. That's how the white man came up. He was like, yeah, there's 6 ghosts we've got documented here in this building, man. Welcome. I'm like, man.
Commercial like I've been smoking since last year. On that commercial like I've been smoking since last year. Make sure when you take a shower to cover your hole that's in your throat. Make sure when you take a shower to cover that hole that's in
your throat. Do the mama too. Do the mama too.
Yeah.
Do the mama too.
Hey, DC, this is what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like when you smoke cigarettes.
Hold
on. Newport, pour my throat, fuck around, slow, talk about, slow, excuse me, every time that I open my throat, this is the dropping off my throat. I've been smoking cigarettes since I was 5 years old. Y'all motherfuckers put that shit down. You don't sound like...
Y'all niggas is crazy.
Y'all got any safe strip clubs in Shreveport? Thank you, my nigga. My nigga said, nope. Don't go.
Do they get naked in Shreveport?
Shit.
They get naked?
Shit, there's some women in here that'll get naked for the right amount of money. Uh-huh. Soon as you said strip clubs, I saw one over there like, I get that little money, I get it.
I'll take that little 40 right there.
But that part of the grind, that's what really makes the star right there.
Yeah.
When you can go out there and you got to touch the people.
Being that bitch, making everybody just as hype as me.
Right. And that's why you was ready.
Mm-hmm.
When your shit hit the big stage, a lot of motherfuckers don't really...
Be ready,
do that little they local circuit. You ain't even been the shit where you from.
Oh yeah, I beat the Carolinas out, man.
What was that moment in your career, even before the deal and all that, where you start seeing your hard work pay off?
Shit. As soon as bruh start fucking with me, I ain't gonna lie. Just cause of Boone, like even though he kinda shed light, it was like so many people reaching out to me, even though it some of it could have been people really fucking with you. It could have been people fake love. It was just so many people reaching out to me like, damn, like, that shit crazy that another nigga came from the Carolinas, but you don't sound nothing like the baby. Like, you coming with your own wave. You coming with your own this, own that. Like, right, everywhere we went, sometimes I ain't have to introduce myself. But anywhere I go, I introduce myself. Like, I ain't get to dap up everybody in because so many. But, you know, like, I'm trying to goddamn let my presence be felt type shit type of nigga. But, like, we used to go to places where they'd be knowing baby, they knowing me just as well. Like, Toronto, like, places like that. I'm, that motherfucker, like, saying four times, I can't even understand them. Like, literally. No cap, bro. I done been to some places, bro, and they know me just as well as they knew, bro. Like, not even in the U.S. That shit blew my mind. That shit let me know, like, oh, yeah. Nigga got something going on.
So I don't overseas,
give a fuck, don't nobody. Yeah, overseas. For
so
shit
what's
show.
The craziest overseas place you've been?
Germany.
Germany,
for sure.
And they knew you.
Man,
bro, every
me.
Nigga got.
We in that bitch mosh pit. It was a mosh pit.
We say it all the time on this show, nigga. If you got any money, bro,
they
probably up anything. Bro,
they know you more overseas, and just because we not seen over there that much, they love you more. I'm telling you, that's when they go get rich,
bro. Every nigga gotta go to Germany. I told you, every time I go to another country,
nigga have
send
fun
me back.
In Germany, bro.
The most.
Bad weed.
The most.
Bad weed.
The weed good?
No, I said
no,
bad.
No, bad.
Yeah,
it's
bad. Fuck,
and it's scarce.
Nasty food.
I can see that. They gonna make up
niggas
for it.
Niggas eating
rock worms. Trust me. There's plenty of other shit that'll make up for all of that.
You gotta eat snacks for the whole time. Bro.
Yes, you definitely
they got
do.
The vending machine.
You think I'm bullshit?
Chips and noodles.
You go to get Starburst, that shit called Burst Crush or something like that. Like,
Burst the Crush.
Yeah, like just.
Burst the Crush. Give me two Burst the Crush.
I ain't trying to do that on here, bro. I ain't trying to do that, man. I love Germany.
I do too. They don't give a fuck. France too. They love to try to take a nigga to France.
I never been to France.
You go to Paris. I ain't supposed to be over here. You gonna take me somewhere else?
Hey, nigga, wasn't you driving over there one time?
I was doing
this
the
nigga
most.
Ain't got no license. This nigga was driving.
I go out the country driving everything. We gonna get there. If I got something to do with it.
Man, why you putting them out there like that? Cut that shit out.
Nah, it's hey, they can't do nothing now.
we didn't hit the
That
years.
Was two worlds ago.
Yeah.
You drove to Paris.
Nah, I drove to another part of Germany. We were in Germany, and the nigga who
You drove from where to there?
I don't know. It's German. It was a German.
Oh,
we
so you saying up north. Y'all flew into Germany?
Yeah, we flew to Germany. Okay. We was in north, up north somewhere, and we had another show that was south somewhere.
Oh,
the nigga who was supposed to take us down there.
You
nigga, like you gonna write the shit down like I know how to speak German?
Let me see if I can say it. What is it?
What that mean?
Boheim Frühstück Kamelin.
He full of shit. I ain't about to play around.
So
like
look,
that.
The nigga who was supposed to take us to the other show didn't know how to drive a stick, and that bitch was on the opposite side of the car. So I drove.
That's what I'm about to ask. It's on the opposite side.
Yeah,
of the car.
We got there safely. I drove the hell out that bitch. Shifting all smooth. Old race car driving ass nigga. Y'all know I crashed the race car in the MTV show when we was on tour. When we went to Memphis.
Oh,
was driving the stock car. Nigga, I came around the goddamn curb and I was like, nigga, let's get it. And I hit it too soon. Because it's like, they got the
Y'all,
cone where you supposed to hit that
out,
bitch.
Man.
What's up with it? I'm telling you about a cold ass wreck I had. And you want to get to the pain immediately. Nah.
It ain't just your pain, bro. You know motherfuckers miss that shit.
Bruh, You don't think?
Hey, you full of shit, bro.
It took me 6 years. Yeah, it took me 6 years.
He the nigga I'm gonna put in the other hotel room on the entourage. He
6 months. 6 years. I did hard labor.
I really didn't know exactly what's going on with it. You feel me? I see a little shit.
Don't nobody know.
So I wanted to ask my bad. I didn't know
about. No, it's good. No, the way that shit work is when they cancel the shit, they didn't call nobody. When they said they was,
oh, they just canceled that shit.
Ain't one day we was just all this how the shit was, bro. The shit was on, and it was another one. The new one's supposed to come on. And then Fresh Prince came on. And then then we was like,
dang it.
And then we got in the group text and we were like, y'all. Oh. That was the last we heard of it.
He's supposed to got it back though. But that's what I ain't heard that from him.
He ain't said I don't know, bro. You know.
Man, bring that shit back, Nick.
I mean, it wasn't mine in the first place.
I was supposed to come there.
I know.
Shit, they took it like it wasn't Nick's. I thought it was your shit.
Taking that.
Hey, that's
his ass shot out.
They're working it out. You know. They might call us. They might not.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
But that shit, yeah. People miss that motherfucker.
Shit, we miss it.
That shit was international, too. That was a good, that was when I first started.
I put the end in Wild End.
When you start popping back on there, I'm like, man, I'm feeling, I'm like, damn, why the hell that shit?
Yeah, I put the end in that. It was Wild End. And then when I got there, it was Wild End.
Oh, ow. God. No cap. No cap.
I don't know. People say that.
Y'all brought that shit to life.
You know what?
Together though, I ain't saying that. All y'all together, y'all should make that shit look great.
I think they brought the right people in at the right time.
Right time, perfect.
You did an episode.
No,
right?
I was supposed to.
You ain't get to do it.
I was supposed to.
Nick,
come on. It ain't his fault.
No. But when they bring the shit back,
oh no, for sure.
You
Los gonna put me on there.
Yeah,
sure. I pull up with Los.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
What you do?
Shit, I might be pulling up with you. Yeah, bitch. I got rich in 4 months. I'm fucking with this nigga here.
Yo ass.
Yeah.
Stupid,
don't let me go.
Your ass crazy.
Bitch, crash out. I go crazy on them folks, man.
Nah, bro.
That's it.
They probably gonna bring it back, man. But you know the whole thing about Wildin' Out is they ain't really in tune with who really watched the show. They just pitch it to who they want to watch the show, and they don't understand it. As hard as they try, man, it's a black ass show, and the hood love it.
Yeah.
And whoever they trying to sell it to, and the things that they trying to do to appeal to that audience, they gonna watch it anyway. But the core.
Come on.
Fan base of that show.
Black people
always been watching it since it first came out. Like the diehard fans been watching the show since season one when Kevin Hart and all that was on there.
So
that was my only thing. Like, do y'all know who watched this shit?
Niggas.
What was that?
I like how everybody was alert. Everybody looked up. We are a pack of wolves in this bitch.
Motherfuckers is perked up. Sound like somebody passed out. Pick them up.
Smoking up.
Trip. Fucked around, bro. You saw the shit happening in Dallas?
It was ice? What?
Ice froze. About? The whole Texas froze, man.
I did see something. I seen that in like Houston, too.
Yeah, the only place that's cool.
For sure.
Everywhere else froze.
Everywhere froze except Florida right now. I don't know what level of the Matrix we on.
I think I seen somebody post they was in Florida. Everybody, it's 100 people or something. Oh, yeah, it was like Tucson. Carolinas too. He rep Carolinas, but he just posted he was in Florida with like 100 people around. They ain't got no coronavirus shit going on down there.
Nah, they don't give a fuck down there. Atlanta so
sick
don't
need shit.
No, I know Atlanta though.
These motherfuckers to open the club Atlanta, up and put a pool in that bitch.
I had a shoot. Earlier this week, I took two of them bitches back to back. I was like, are y'all keeping up with this shit? I'm wearing masks and condoms and gloves and every goddamn thing.
Trying, dog. They got some sanitizer somewhere around here.
Never mind.
This goddamn panoramic been real. A lot of motherfuckers ain't coming back.
How much shit tried to change it up for you? Like, the whole Corona shit when it hit. Took a lot of tour dates, so you was able to still.
No, I mean, we can't do like no tour. I don't know about how, like, I think we supposed to be opening back up though, like March for like hard ticket sales, but we don't really do. We've been stopped doing club shows, you feel me? Like,
hell yeah.
No, I ain't gonna say that though, cause we still take a club for sure, they talking. Feel me, but right. We been stopped doing like
man,
clubs.
Be shows. Going in them goddamn clubs with one dough and shit.
Nah, we still. I was just in one of them. Like, I mean, literally, the strip club. The strip club is 4 hours from where I live. That's how I know the shit ratchet. It's
you was in the strip club.
Yeah,
you was in a country strip club.
Yeah, it's females from where I stay. Where I'm from in there, like dancing. I'm like. Not about to throw y'all shit. Bro.
Ask me for money in the neighborhood.
Bro, the microphone is plugged up to the aux.
Bro, okay. And you like standing by the DJ booth?
They got a cord, long ass
hell
cord.
Hell no.
Literally, niggas still do shit like that.
I hate shit like that, boy. When that coil got you on a leash?
Bro, when you... Nigga try to go too far and get yoked.
It was an after party, too. It wasn't even nothing that I had to, you feel me? So when I got in there, I'm telling the DJ what to play. He playing whatever he want to play. And that's because I found out he playing that off his phone.
Yep.
I walk out.
This nigga got this shit
on. Crazy, man.
You trying to argue with the nigga. This nigga in tears. I'm playing it on my phone. Everybody ain't do it, Mr. Phone Pagan.
Hey, everybody can't get rich in 6 months.
Hey, I've been here 2 years. 2 years.
Y'all full of shit.
Everybody can't get rich in 6 months.
Hey, they owe me $217 right now.
Go ahead, next. Go ahead, man.
You can't get mad at that nigga because he played that shit off his phone, man.
Yeah, that's all
he should have said something. Nigga pump fake. Yeah, in the strip club, nigga pump faking. Like, they got a DJ booth.
You gonna tell you?
They all in a little booth, like, four on. They playing it off his phone. It's a board.
Did you give him the mixtape? Did you give him the mixtape? No, man. This nigga got mad because I'm playing music off my phone, bro. I said, fuck it, bro. I just get mine out the mud.
Oh, shit.
I guess he don't fuck with niggas like us.
Yeah, I do. That's where I came from.
Man, I used to hate them shows. That's why you was there. That's why you was there. Yeah.
Came all the way. Man, had to come.
Especially when the little DJ get a little attitude.
Man, I'm telling you what to play. I'm the rapper. You gonna run the show. Crazy, man.
Nigga, quit playing Computer Love.
All right, bro, cut. No.
Quit playing Computer Love. I don't know what's wrong with this nigga.
Why is you mixing my shit with other instrumentals? Oh, I thought you was gonna perform. No, man. Hey.
Get this nigga out of here, man.
Hey, you get my goddamn phone then. Do what y'all gonna do. They can snatch his phone at the DJ booth.
Nah, we done did so many shows like that, just on the comedy side, though. So, boy, that shit dope to hear.
Yeah, nah, we be goddamn trying to stay clear of that.
Yeah.
They probably goddamn, you feel me? Because we book shows the correct way, you feel me? Like, we go and search before we even book at the club.
Right.
All that. We on top of everything. Like, so, you feel me? They probably just pulled a quick one. Quit when they was probably talking right. That's all.
Hey man, you be picking some cold ass beats.
For sure.
What's the process?
I go. That's all. Like, I don't really have a process. I sit around, I'm listen to beats. You feel me? The first one that I, you feel me? That's just it. It's just
Do you know a hit when you hear it, or you think you make a hit?
I feel like I do. I feel like anything I put out, I consider it. Yeah, it's that. I mean, it might take a minute for them to catch on. I don't care, but it's that if I put it out. If I'm in a studio recording something and I feel like the beat or what my vibe is not there, I'll stop it. Like, oh yeah, next one. I gotta go something else.
Let me ask you this. You ever have one, like, say for instance, you drop a tape and you got one, like a single or something that you pushing. Mm-hmm. And you had like a sleeper. You ever had a sleeper like do way more than you thought it was gonna do? Like a sleeper head track that you ain't know that people were fucking with like that. Took him a minute to catch on to it. See, I be asking niggas shit like, hold on, let me think. Welcome back to the 85 South Show. You understand that?
Yeah, you know, this is how we doing the trap. We got to start something you say.
That's really, if anything, I would really say my intro on my first tape just because I knew it. I was gonna say Ashley or something, but I knew they gonna bite down on something with baby, like especially when we put a visual together. But yeah, probably intro too, cause when I put like anywhere I went, even Germany, like that was a song that was word for word. So that's how I really know what's going on, like off performing, and if they performing it with me, like, oh yeah, this it,
yeah,
this it, like
that no dribble,
yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, we ain't even get a chance to perform no dribble yet.
See. That's one of them ones. And you see what it's doing just off, like you said, off the visual.
Bro, we fuck niggas up, you see us perform, bro. Like, I'm gonna fuck you up. Like,
that crash out.
With Black Youngster.
Yes, sir.
My boy, shout out to Youngster, man. Hey, Youngster a real
Black Youngster, man.
Youngster is a real one, bro. He is a real
one. When he get to talking that shit. Hey, mama, wish you see him one more time. A little bitty horn. Little bitty bitch.
Hey, I'm God.
That nigga.
Hey, bro. But I answer, he's that guy. He's that guy for sure.
Yeah.
I won't vouch for too many. He's that guy for sure.
It's risky when you vouch for motherfuckers because you don't know what they might do.
Don't know what the hell they got going on.
You gotta trust them. You really do.
Like, you gotta trust them.
It's only motherfuckers that, because you can't put your name on no shit and then be like, man, this nigga came.
Been out did a song with a title teller. Anything like that.
Because people mad at people for some petty ass reason. Yeah, you're a cool nigga, but don't leave your boots around me.
What did you do with your boots?
Man, the nigga stole my boots. When we was in 10th grade, ask him.
Anything.
Oh, especially in a time like right now. They gonna talk about this nigga had a whole time. They killed your mustache on the last episode.
He be trying to get, yeah, you gotta push him out the camera a little bit.
People be acting like we don't let him say shit. This nigga just don't talk, man. Yeah. On camera, off camera.
Cool nigga, bro.
He be nodding. That nigga is hot.
He be nodding. He be over there.
We smoke weed. He smoke reefer.
Yeah. Old weed.
Where you from, bro?
No, who he get it from?
Tennessee. What part of Tennessee?
For sure.
Yeah, it got two stop signs.
I believe it.
Denmark, Tennessee. My mustache for a reason, though, man.
I know.
Shit, yeah.
But they don't know the reason.
I'm in a movie.
There you go. Talk your
shit. Tuskegee Airmen.
Come on.
Anytime you meet a nigga with a mustache, I'm on it, nigga. That's why I had to shave my beard for the shit. I had to be a firefighter. I didn't know.
Oh, you in a movie that's about to come out?
Yeah, I'm working on some shit. And then they went and they shaved my beard off. And it was a white lady. And she was putting the fingers on my face. And she was scared about doing it. And I was scared about letting her do it. But she like, all right, I'm just going to take about half off. She was like, yeah. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And he was like, yeah, you a firefighter. Firefighters can't have beards. And I'm like, I didn't know the nigga was a firefighter. I just auditioned. I got the shit the next day. Took the COVID test twice. Went to shoot the shit. Motherfucker shaved my shit off. And then was like, you want to keep the mustache? And I was like, you got to leave me something, nigga. Otherwise, I'm going to turn into a motherfucking baby, nigga. You save my mustache off, I'm going to turn into a fetus. I'm already looking young and old.
They would have been right in the comments. Bruh, how is Clayton 11?
Nigga say I look like I work at a plant. Like, that nigga is in charge of giving niggas timesheets. That's what they said, nigga. They said I look like the bad Luigi.
One
the
nigga,
purple bad Luigi.
One nigga in the comments said, your mustache work at a warehouse.
This mustache strong. The motherfucker, y'all wish y'all could get this motherfucking mustache. This
mustache. See, we don't never be saying shit, so they always think everything.
They don't think we be saying that shit. I be saying that little weak ass shit.
I be saying that weak ass shit too.
Man, fuck out of
here. They ask me questions, but don't believe the answer. Why Clayton only got a mustache? He in a movie. You always say that. That nigga always in a movie.
What would possess me to be like, nigga, it's mustache time. Call me Mustachio. That's me, baby. Like, hell yeah, man.
They don't understand.
It's a reason.
That's what's up, though.
It's a reason. Yeah. It's the Lord. Because I really didn't do shit. I was just there at the time, and I didn't have corona. They was like, you got corona? I was like, nah. They was like, well, shit.
Your name's Steve.
Can you come up?
Steve the firefighter guy.
Can you drive a truck? Tomorrow? 6 a.m. Hurry up. They be waiting for you, too, goddamn.
That's how the white people do when they put you on some shit. They always ask you a bunch of shit that ain't got nothing to do with what you're doing. Can you drive a truck?
What?
You ever been up a mountain?
What?
You afraid of cold weather?
What, bro? Sometimes I hate interviews, bro.
What's the shit they be asking, bro? Like, that's the worst shit. Like, because I know you got to hear the same shit.
You know, probably when they ask rappers about other people.
Bro.
Don't nobody want to sit back.
They do that to us.
Don't nobody want to sit back and talk about another motherfucker.
What?
Early
that's
in the
why
morning.
I told you too. Like, I'm like, I'd rather do some shit like that. Like, I know I come to the trap. I like this. Like, you get to be yourself.
Yeah.
Nigga being there asking you the stupidest shit, bro.
Hey, man, like, when you
what's the last bag of chips you ate?
Yeah.
What would you rate it?
Okay, so
what would you, bro? I swear, a nigga done asked me this some shit like this before. What food would you compare to a song on your mixtape? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Hey,
what
Stunner,
food would you compare to a song
Stunner,
on my mixtape?
If you could only have two hoes in the studio, who would you pick? Like, nigga, bye.
Your Dukes. Nigga ass want to go viral. He just want to go viral. Nigga ass want them clicks, man. Nigga ass want them clicks, man. I ain't on that.
You know, sometimes, like I said, it be the ones that you never know. Them the ones that go viral on the low and just become classics.
Yeah, classic, man. It just gonna happen. It ain't forced.
It just
happened. It ain't forced. It ain't about to put on no blog or site or nothing. It's happened.
Yeah, that's life. You gotta force it.
You
it's probably some
it.
Shit.
It's some shit. Or it's
some shit.
Or it's the wrong one.
And that's why we just be over here on the 85 South Show High.
85 South Show High than the motherfucker.
Blow. Fuck
shit. Every time I watch y'all shit, I got down. I got the recliners and shit in my game room or whatever. I kick my shit up, light my blunt with y'all. Watch.
Now you on here.
Now you on here. Now I'm on here. Man. I'm on the couch. I'm on the couch by myself. I should have bought some hoes. Man. You think I'm bullshitting. Y'all don't know.
No, you should have.
Y'all don't know. I feel this motherfucker up, man.
I ain't never going to turn down some hoes.
Let me shut up, man.
Who is that nigga? I got some hoes. Hey, man, not right now.
Hey, man, this is more like a group thing.
This is more, of a tell the guys to stay outside the car. Tell the ladies that you'll be done in 30 minutes. Just bring in your manager and the babies if he's with you. I swear to God.
We always try to shout out the hoes because the hoes don't never get no shout outs no more.
What?
No, they gotta hide.
Yeah, because every time you know you hear
the ones that don't hide is the ones I love. They keep it good, like they let it be known. I'm you, boy. Like, with
that. That's what they saying now.
Man, I done met some. I done
man,
met
if
some,
a bitch ever told me I'm bulls, you, boy, man, I'm putting my drawers
nah,
on.
I ain't no, no. Chill out, bro. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if she handled me that rough.
That's too motherfucking
much. I ain't never been told that, but I'm just saying, like, I done met some Jones that with the move that I'm with. We do that and we out.
Yeah. Right. That's the thing. They too gangster with their feelings, though. These motherfuckers be demanding shit.
What you mean, nigga? They hurt your feelings?
No, it ain't. I don't even have no feelings.
Females got strong feelings for sure.
Nah.
Strong feelings for sure, man. I shouldn't have said all this shit on.
I don't want you to think I got what you said fucked up. These women do act too hard when it comes to handling niggas. What happened to the real hoes?
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Yeah.
Dang.
They be calling and saying, come drop that little pussy off your ass back. No, this not Amazon. Drop that little pussy off. Why you don't talk to me like that? I drop that little pussy off.
Hey, oh my God.
You still want that little pussy you asked me about?
I can't fuck with y'all, bro.
Look, you need to go and decide what you gonna do, because I got something to do later on. All I'm saying is a lot of pressure on that pussy.
Oh my God, bro. Y'all niggas tripping. Y'all niggas tripping, bro. Y'all niggas stupid.
All
right,
man.
I'm glad we got off.
You good,
man?
I'm part with the movement.
What's the next shit coming up, man?
I'm working, man. I'm working. I was thinking about a delip because I just dropped Working the Four Vegas. That's really what I'm feeling. Yeah, we're pushing it. Working the Four Vegas out everywhere. Yeah, all streaming platforms.
What it's on? All of them?
All of them. Every single one.
You just said this.
You got to look it up. You look up Center for Vegas, you just look that shit up. Go get in tune. If you ain't in tune, look up Center for Vegas on Google. You'll be the first one to pop up. Type in STU and be the first. Yeah.
You better be the only one to pop up.
Hey, it might be a couple.
It for real?
Yeah, but well, their name ain't Center for Vegas, though. Their name ain't Center for Vegas.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
You know how that shit
goes. Nigga, you know how that shit goes. I never thought that rap names would be this long.
What?
Motherfucker.
I ain't mean to be a rapper. That was just my Instagram name.
For real?
I was like, that was my Instagram name for a minute. Shit. I ain't saying I ain't mean to be a rapper, but when I started rapping, like, it was just Stunner for Vegas. That was my Instagram name.
That's a cold ass title,
but
right
when
there.
When you came up with that, that's a good ass.
My clique was for Vegas, though. My game, like, that's what I'm still to this day. We say, even though we scream four times, shit like that, but yeah, that's the label, all that. My label. Yeah.
That shit came together nicely.
For sure.
Because, you know, little kids make a dumbass Instagram name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wasn't one of them.
Yeah, you was ahead of the curve, my nigga.
For sure.
My shit would have been stupid than a motherfucker. BEZCCOOL.XL.com. Some bullshit.
It would have never traveled.
What you think about the name MMM.TrapSino?
MMM.TrapSino. How you supposed to say it?
How a nigga name gonna be a sound?
Hey, that what I was thinking when I first seen it. Like, is it Trapsino or is it, I ain't know you.
I don't know, dog. I don't know. Is this a person? Is this gonna fuck me up?
That my dog right now.
Okay. I was about to say, this gonna get me fucked up in the street. I heard you talking about Trapsino, nigga. It's Trapsino. And this nigga punched me in the throat.
Nah.
I knew. I could be like, let me see the nigga who ain't laughing. Oh. That's Trapsino right there.
The nigga like just staring hard, smoking.
He looking straight at you. He straight at you. Until we leave.
Nigga, it's MMM.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Oh, my God.
Watch Trap Theta.
Nah, I fuck with y'all, man. Shit show, man.
But, hey, man, that shit you said, I ain't mean to be a rapper. That's hard.
Kind of, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like, it's just,
because I ain't mean to be a comedian, neither.
That shit, it's natural, bro. Shit.
Exactly.
You shit, find it and it click.
I need
it. Find it and click. Like, boy, click.
You remember when it clicked for you?
Yeah, hell yeah. First song I made for shit show, I knew it was up. Like, I was already that nigga. Mm-hmm. In my city, like, in my city, literally said I was already him. Feel me? So, when I made a song, it was any party they want me to perform the song, we in there word for word. It might be 30 people in the apartment type shit, but this, you feel me? I'm performing that. It was like star presence already before I even knew it was going to be this type shit.
Out the gate.
Out the gate. It's just me.
Yeah.
Ain't faking nothing. It's that for real, for real.
You can tell, man.
Superstar.
It come across.
Yeah, bro.
Superstar, bro.
You seasoned. Like, I'm like, man, how old is this nigga? This nigga act like you been doing it. And now that I hear your shit, you have been doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
a lot of people don't know. They probably think, like, my first song might have been the song with Baby. Not knowing, right. Like, well, I got down putting that groundwork in too just a little bit before he made it that easy, you feel me? For shit show.
But just like you said, man, for that man to take the time out.
Hell yeah.
And fuck with a nigga, he had
man,
to see
I was
he had
like,
to see
what
it
the
too.
Hell? And then he be doing, bro, like, he be doing some shit, bro. Like, I don't want to talk on camera, you feel me? But it just be like, shit, I'll tell you, be like, what the hell?
Right. Hey, man, real niggas do
like
real
business
things.
Shit and all. Like, business shit and all. Like, not just no, feel me? Business. Like,
we gotta get him in the trap.
Y'all got to get Baby in the trap. He gonna come, though. He gonna come. I'm telling you. Just cause he's one of them. Like, he ain't, you feel me? He gonna love to come up here, smoke y'all head off. Talk shit.
And talk big shit.
Talk big shit.
And see Marvin Gaye in that motherfucker.
We gotta.
Man, look at Marvin Gaye looking at you.
When he come, we gotta get everybody in. We gotta goddamn take a picture. Y'all gotta put our picture up in the trap. Man.
Nigga, we putting you up in the trap.
Come on, yeah.
And guess what we gonna put under? You gonna get a plaque. That shit gonna say, Young nigga got rich in 6 months. Oh,
God. 6 months.
Oh, God.
It's gonna be like employee of the month, but it's way better.
It's better. Me.
It's way fucking better. Like,
young nigga got hustler of the trap.
Whoa, hey, let's go. What? 6 months.
No replacing me, bro. I ain't playing. Man, I'm gonna come shoot the trap up.
Don't you fucking do it.
I'm bullshit.
Don't you fucking do it.
I'm bullshit, bro.
This,
I'm bullshit.
Don't you fucking do it.
We finna move anyway. You see this bag this nigga got?
Bruh.
Packing up all the cameras.
This bag dope as hell.
Man, I'm bullshit. And I love the trap. Like I told him, bro. I like to see our people do shit like this.
Yeah, man. And that's what this whole platform is about, man. It's just creating a whole,
you know,
network.
White people, this is like white people Ellen, bro. Y'all niggas don't probably look at this shit, bro.
What? You mean to tell me this the hood Ellen?
Ellen, bro. Yeah. My mama used to watch Ellen. My mama watched The Trap, nigga. That's what I'm telling you. She watched 85 South.
Bro, every week this shit get better and better. It's like a soap opera. You don't know how deep The Trap Matrix goes.
Telling
dog.
Y'all better pay attention to the
show. That's how you sell some shit to the network right there. What's the show like? It's Ellen for the hood. Niggas will be like,
if we ever get any deal, guess what's going on the box? It's Ellen from the hood. Stunning from Vegas.
There we go.
That is a whole goddamn.
You just got to come into the meeting, present the shit like the beginning of the book, where the book tell you like, this book about to be, hey, it's Ellen for the hood. Then you can walk out. And we got it from there.
Straight like that. I got y'all. Let me know when the meeting is.
Nigga.
Me and MMM.
Nah, I got him. Oh, he getting the episode too. Because I don't want the nigga shit to blow up and then he diss us first. Niggas laughed at first. They thought my name was E-E. I put that thing up on that nigga and made him say E-E.
What? Crazy. He's going home. Right? Don't nobody sound
oh
like this,
God,
nigga.
Bro, his ass is shot.
Don't nobody
out, bro, I'm down, dude.
Niggas laugh at me. Thought my name was Put the thing up on the nigga. Make him play.
Y'all niggas crazy, bro.
Oh, he jumping out the gym.
Oh my God, bro.
He still ain't laughing. Bro, we gotta hit in this shit. Get out of my girl.
He getting mad at me.
He getting mad.
Nigga, lighter bust in his hand.
Man, tell him relax, bro.
He over there. We fuck with y'all.
Now y'all we fuck with money, you, bro. Man. Go on, drop the tape.
My boy said, somebody get my drop. Fucking advance.
Okay, everybody gonna want to hear it now. They be like, bro, I want to hear that nigga.
He got to be hard. Yeah. That nigga hungry. That's what it stand for. He hungry.
He trying to eat the game up. The game delicious. The game delicious to him. Hungry posse. Well, some man, you better roll that shit. Stay hungry. You gotta stay
that nigga
hungry.
Talking about hungry box.
Stay hungry. Nigga, stay hungry. Niggas is hungry. They got a hunger. Them hunger pains.
All right, bro.
Okay, all right. Stop, man. He still ain't laughing, man. He gonna get an episode. He didn't gotta drop the tape first. I want him to be promoting something. Make sure y'all go get that Stunner 4 Vegas. All the shit. The old.
Yes.
Get the new shit. The old shit. Watch the video.
Subscribe to the YouTube, Stunner 4 Vegas. Follow on Instagram, Stunner 4 Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
Twitter, and keep bringing
that.
Vegas.
Keep bringing I'ma that.
Keep bringing that shit. Y'all keep bringing that shit to the trap. Y'all keep bringing real niggas to the trap. Y'all
we will.
Keep, you feel me, the trap going. Feel me? Like I told you earlier, man. And I appreciate y'all letting me come up here. We had to sit down, man.
Most definitely.
Niggas should do shit like this more off camera, whatever. Like, I'm one of them, bro.
Kick it.
Kick it, man.
Shit, that's what we bring it back.
The studio, we be out there in the thing, whatever.
Like Lo said, we coming to shit with you.
Yeah, for sure. Right.
We was gonna. What the fuck?
We know everybody over there, man. Good shit, man.
Hey, man, this is 85 South Show. We out to my nigga Neil.
I appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate you, bro. Thank you, bro.
Nigga.
Hey, man, great shit.
Come on. Ready, J-O-N. Listen.
Too much shit, but I stay so strong. I think to myself, like, how did a nigga end up so wrong? I stay down and the nigga came up because I been broke so long. And now I got my money right, ain't did nothing wrong. No, ain't did nothing wrong. Oh, ain't better cut that down. If you ain't really buy that shit, my nigga gon' cut that out. Whoa. I keep some gangs around me, yeah, everybody around me clutch that down. Whoa, before I have a couple killers around your house, nigga, shut that down. Oh, yeah, shut that down. You know how it gets, yeah. Whoa, fuck around and hit, yeah. Whoa, you don't wanna spit, yeah. You don't wanna take, yeah. I'm a motherfucking shatter. Whoa, oh, you don't motherfucking pop, yeah. Whoa, we been at it with a robber. Come on, oh, we been at it with a robber. Whoa, better ask about me. When they clip hang long, you'll track about him. I see that nigga run down. You don't wanna get your gun down. Oh, you better sit down. Whoa, I'm a real boss, nigga, yeah. Whoa, you'll get y'all, nigga, yeah. Whoa, you'll get y'all, nigga, yeah. Whoa, I'm a too much shit, but I stay so strong. I think to myself, like, how did a nigga end up so wrong? Whoa, I stay down and then it came up cause I've been broke so long. And now I got my money right, ain't did nothing wrong. No, ain't did nothing wrong. All that hang, better cut that down. If you ain't really buy that shit, my nigga gon' cut that out.
I like that part.
Around me, crush that down. Whoa, before I have a couple killers, yes, around your house, nigga, shut that down. Oh, yeah, shut that down. Whoa, you know how it gets, yeah. Fuck around and hit, yeah. You don't wanna speak to, yeah. You don't wanna take to, yeah. Whoa, I'm a motherfucking shatter. Oh, we a motherfucking pop, yeah. We some motherfucking mobster, whoa. And I've been at it with a robber, whoa. Better ask about me when that clip hang long. We'll track about him. I see that nigga run down. You don't wanna get your gun down. Oh, you better stand down. I'm a real boss, nigga, yeah, yeah. You a real tall nigga, yeah, yeah. You a get tall nigga, yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa. Too much shit, but I stay so strong. I bang to myself like how did a nigga end up so wrong? I stay down and a nigga came up cause I've been broke so long. And now I got my money right, ain't did nothing wrong. No, ain't did nothing wrong. All that hang, better cut that down. If you ain't really buy that shit, my nigga gon' cut that out. I keep some gas around me, yeah, everybody around me clutch that down. Before I have a couple killers, yes, around your house, nigga, shut that down. Oh, yeah, shut that down. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, no, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Too much shit, but I stay so strong. Yeah. Too much shit, but I stay so strong. Oh, too much shit, but I stay so strong.
How many people think they be going through a whole lot when you wake up and shit? You dig what I'm saying? But listen,
too much shit, but I stay so strong. I think to myself, like, how did a nigga end up so wrong? Whoa, I stay down and a nigga came up cause I've been broke so long. Whoa. And now I got my money right, ain't did nothing wrong. No, ain't did nothing wrong. All that hang, better cut that out. Whoa, if you ain't really buy that shit, my nigga gon' cut that out. Yeah, I keep some gangs around me, yeah, everybody around me clutch that down. Whoa, before I have a couple killers, yes, around your house, nigga, shut that down. Oh, yeah, shut that down. Thank you.
try to come out and do something positive. They don't want to help. They be like, black people not going to support that bullshit. Go to the website.
85apparel.com.
Say it again.
85apparel.com.
Man, put it on the screen.
You know what I mean? And I know my accent a little heavy when I say a pearl. It's not a U in it.
A pearl.
You know how to fucking spell.
A pearl. Go get some a pearl.
Go get some a pearl.
Sick of this shit, man.
Shit.
Every day.
Man,
let me get a hat.
Yeah,
let
man.
Let me get that hoodie.
What's up, man? Take that off.
When the 4X gonna be in?
Yeah, man.
Are you mad?
Y'all ain't got nothing for babies? Hell, man, what the fuck?
When y'all gonna get some onesies?
Yeah, I know, man. Cut some of this shit out.
Man, buy the shit we got so we
can... Save it for your baby. That nigga gonna grow up one day. He gonna want this.
I'm tired of telling them.
Me
bro.
Too,
I'm
man.
I'm just gonna start wearing all the shit myself. I wear it every day in the way. I like it.
Me too. It's nice. Nice quality. Everything. Know. You know what I mean?
Shit's soft, man. Made out of hoodie material.
Yep. Even the pants. We got hoodie. Sweatpants made out of hoodie material. Come on, man.
Dude, and it ain't like this ain't no knockoff shit. You can wash this.
Right.
And
it ain't gonna fade
it's
or nothing.
The same.
Better than that shit you used to. We making sure.
Bro, I had this hoodie for the whole 5 years.
Yeah, I know.
Look, still bright.
All the way. And niggas don't know how to wash clothes good, so it's not because we have a good washing routine.
Bruh,
it's just
we got
the shit
all
is nice.
The nigga colors. We got black, we got red, we got blue, we got some pink shit for the girls.
White.
Socks, rolling trays, lighters. Man, what else they want us to come out with?
I better add, I guess, because we got to keep doing these motherfuckers.
I'm about to call LL Cool J.
Right.
About to pay somebody else to do this shit.
I know, right? Get that nigga to roll his pants leg up one time.
I don't know what they want me to do. Everybody who come through here get some of this dope ass shit and be like, I like that shit.
Yeah, it's nice, thick, it's cool.
Hey man, why that hat cost that much? Nigga, we don't own no factory. We had to cut a deal. We gotta make some money off this shit too.
Exactly. I don't understand why y'all.
Nigga, even the tag in our shit is better.
It say 80, it's imprinted on it. So a motherfucker can't say, you know, like Biggie said, they go to nigga with the fake eyes. You ain't got to worry about that.
It's real. It's
our shit is real. Nay, that's what I'm saying. You got to get our shit. Because when we see y'all
they
with the shit, that ain't
like
our
we
shit.
We don't know how much the shit they be buying costs.
Right.
Our shit don't even cost that.
Don't even cost that much.
Man.
I had somebody send me a DM saying, hey, man, it's an 85 South Shows hoodie I'm marking up for y'all. What you think? I think you need to get that shit the fuck out of my page.
The bootlegger sent you the shit that they was bootlegging?
Fuck, you gonna get me to approve some bootleg shit.
Taking food out of my kid's mouth.
Right.
With my idea.
Right.
Wow.
Motherfuckers. Buy some of this shit, man. Okay? It's Christmas time. We ain't gonna see the money till April anyway. Just go ahead and get some of this shit.
I don't know what else to tell them.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.